to be African and Africana. Anyone step in right now, should have a review right now, nah, nah. I'm trying to build right now. Do you really wanna make it fall apart? No lie, you want make it fall apart. You want it, it does come down.
Kijo featuring Burna Boy on Do Yourself collab. Africa is our business. The business is Africa. Of course, this is the Tasty Tuesday, 6th of September 2022. Welcome to the Real Radio Podcast, episode 12, season 2.
I've been on my knees, but I don't need help.
Said you go lie for me and father.
Hallelujah, be a be more than. If you do well, you won't make it for the ball.
I'm your host, the A-game presenter, Big Man, Big Boy, who does better on Real Radio Podcast. Big Man, of course, this Tasty Tuesday morning, it is exactly 8:34 a.m. Haha! So, I'm just kidding, 8:34. Yeah, shorty for 8:34. Burna Boy. Burna Boy, huyu kijana alikuwa na burn sana. Yo mdogo. Akasema tu amuite Burna Boy. Of course making us this wonderful morning with the wonderful collab Angelique Kidjo featuring Burna Boy on Do Yourself there. Welcome to the morning breakfast show. This is the Real Radio Podcast hosted by me, the A-game presenter, Big Man, Big Boy. Anyato mwenyanda, of course. Yesterday, 5th of September 2022, the Supreme Court gave out a verdict on the presidential petition that had been given by those who are considered in the past elections that were held on 9th August 2022, where we had Raila being defeated for the fifth time consecutively. I don't know, kama adi ma supporter, sasa sijui watasema nini, because ume support mtu once, twice, thrice, twice, hadi face, amekuja hapo kuvurugwa na akashinda. Ah, you can do better, guys. I think the strategies were so poor, plus the people whom you trust to be your campaign men are the worst. Junet Mohamed cannot do anything on impacting votes or influencing voters, because that guy is not factual. He just talks out of the blues, and no manifestation is brought forward during campaigns. I think that's why I support Ruto, because of his aggressiveness in the strategy of making things work. He doesn't assume anything, or wherever he's going to confirm more and more about the manifesto and how he formulates the manifesto to the people, for the people to see the manifesto being meaningful. And I think that's what really brought him up to the game. And he defeated Raila, having been his competitor from 2013, 2017, and now he defeated him the third time consecutively. However, the 1713 elections, Ruto was the deputy president, but then again, he was there to push for votes for Kenyatta to be there. Now, they came to stand the two men again in the last elections, 9th of August, where he ceremoniously beat Raila Odinga, who went quote-unquote give a verdict say, dismissing all the evidence tabled against William Ruto's a president-elect position, and they upheld Ruto's presidency. Now he's sought to be sworn in on 13th of September this month. The venue is yet to be communicated, and the process of swearing in has just kick-started. And I think the model of the politics, how they were played, Raila Odinga became the nice guy who just wants things to be brought to his hands. And you know, not even things. This is the talk of power. Power is something that makes you unstoppable whenever in the world. Plus, you know, the prestige of presenting the many millions of Kenyans up to international levels. you know, Raila was just a nice guy who was fumbling that watu ati amebiwa kura sipia yangingia kwa poto sasa wezi wapatani huko wakiba. Imagine sasa, you imagine vile wezi wangipatani huko wakiba kwa poto. Sasa kuna mtu wangetaka kuingia online because wangekuwa shao nana wakuko wana try ku kumanipulate the figures because I mean, hakuna mtu angetoka online hadi the D-Day yenye elections zilikuwa zinatangazwa. So bad mazejo. Being nice isn't a good thing. Raila has been taught a lesson. 2007, he left the presidency to Kibaki and accepted the Nusumukata system. I think that is the worst mistake that you are going to ever do. You have been given a chance. You know that you really won. Let whatever happens, happens. I'm not promoting violence, but kenye itafanyika achifanyike. But come on, Mwin, stand with your stand. There's nothing they can do. They are going to move. But then again, finally, you are going to be declared. I think the nice guy narrative becomes to show the lack of confidence and being unbrutal in your endeavors because you are not going for that thing that you want aggressively in a strategized manner. I think one of the things that failed Raila is that he's not, you know, his age is gone, plus where they expect to move up and down to be making this, organizing this and those, you know. I unlike Ruto's camp, who have just young bloods who are vibrant and fast in thinking with the maneuvering around of how things are done. That's why for the case that was decided yesterday, it was an easy case because the judges found no substantial evidence from Azimio to declare Raila as their president. So for nice guys, there is no winning. Raila has just confirmed that. But then again, the issue of trust, after he had took a handshake with the now outgoing president, Mr. Uhuru Kenyatta. because there's nothing beneficial out of it. Mtu mepango hapo ati vile uta support you, the system is going to support you, ingia hapo ndani nini nini. I think the state cannot lose on their target. If they miss, that's intentional. That's why there must be have been a game between Uhuru Kenyatta and Raila Odinga on his loss in the case, because the state has every resource to make anything happen. So I think there must have been a game that was played there. And you know, Raila has always gone to the majority side, where he has played politics of placing everyone, majority of Kenyans, because he has always advocated for just calmness. In politics, there is no calmness. There is that, you know, even Ruto was about to slap Uhuru Kenyatta, because the reason you have to be woken up, you kuirada maze, hakuna mtu atakuja kukuamsha kukuambia ukuirada sasa there we have wakuja kukuambia we have discovered votes in somewhere that are being stolen. No, it is you to follow up to the latter. And I think the nice guy narrative has beaten Raila Odinga now, but then again, he has fought a good fight since 1982 when he was detained for attempt of coup. Until now, I think the things haven't been good on his political side, but but to just say he tried his best and that's how the results went. But the confidence reflects on everybody's daily life basis, because confidence comes from the first way you have presented yourself, from how you have dressed, from how you appear, the impression you get from the people in the first time you appear. You really have to get a body posture that portrays all that at once, because nobody's going to look at your heart, because not everybody knows you. So you really have to be that well groomed, very confident and composed to control a situation ama a place you have gone. You know, there are these top tier guys when you wakifika place, they dominate vigorously. Not that because these guys are strong or they have something, is because wakifika uko they have commanded the attention of everybody in the confidence of the expression. I think that's where comedians we come in, bro. We are going to go somewhere to pate watu wakipiga story hapo. We are going to come with our 2-3 jokes. We are going to control that place, because once everybody starts laughing, there we go. Now it is your job to flow the jokes and make the environment so jovial. I think it is just about confidence. There's no, you cannot manage to control people in a short way without being confident and believing in what you are saying. So you must believe in what you are saying. Ataka ni uongo ikwe ni ukweli, it is what it is. Yeah, so I think confidence can also be very important, especially so una counter problems ama maybe some you are trying to control excitement. You are going to feel relaxed because you are confident about the everything that is happening. So you are going to just chill, relax, and do things as they should be. Now, as a matter of fact, it is going to give you some sort of relaxation and a candid approach to things. You are going to feel like the better way to do things is to listen and talk less, because you have been given 2 ears, 1 mouth, meaning you listen more and you talk less. Yeah, so confidence has been all the levels of winning, and we saw that from the previous elections. Even the campaigns, Ruto was really so confident. Even he dared the deep state, Maze. How do you dare the deep state? Who do you think you are? But he beat the odds to dare the deep state and told them there's nothing they're going to do. Did that reflect true or not true? You have the answer, of course, with you there. Sip of maji hapo hivyo, in case problem. So I think the election petition was so clear. The judges made their verdict non-controversially, because the will of the people was shown on the court. The Supreme Court is the highest court in Kenya, and it also deals with the presidential petitions, which confirmed that President-elect Ruto was genuinely won. And that is to say that Chebukati was the man of the day yesterday, and the hero of these elections. He did his job perfectly, because there was no substantial evidence forwarded, and that's why he was so confident, given that the little evidence was found. He tried his best through his lawyers to explain what had happened. The court understood, that's why it gave the verdict in favor of him, in favor of me, him as the chairman of IBC and IBC as a whole, and William Samoei Ruto as the president elect. You know, these elections had been anticipated, that is it was a vurugu nini nini. No, I think the politics have changed right now in Kenya, the narrative how things are done. Right now kila mtu ako chonjo, otherwise kila mtu alikuwa anataka hizo vitu ziishe haraka haraka, we go back to our normals, because right now prices of things are going high, so no time for delaying, no time for being idle. The money is more important than anything. That's why we really need to be aggressive and work to make things work. Nowadays, I think the tribal narrative has really reduced, but except for this time of politics, because I really work kwa ground. Alafu watu, they have divided themselves in terms of where they come from, the ethnicities, and they share, and now they try to share that common vote by discussing someone as someone who comes from their region. The politics of Kenya, I could say, as jafika standards are kukua emulated to outside countries. We can look at the USA. We can look at the developed countries rather than USA alone. They have the best formulas in executing their voting mandate, where the candidates are brought to open discussion with the citizens, and the citizens ask questions directly where they answer. Kenya, we haven't reached there. Kenya, we have only presidential debates where journalists go to ask the questions that are prescribed to them, not the questions that the ordinary citizen has prescribed. So that is a backlash for all of us. We need to work towards becoming the better nation of making a vote out of non-tribal influence. And speaking of confidence, by the today being a Tuesday, you understand that right now there are things that have been introduced into the network. Social media is coming, and is coming really powerful, and is influencing how things are done, how people interact, and how people create relationships, because majority of relationships have been created out of social media, which is good, because social media is just there in the internet to ensure the world becomes a small village where you are going to meet the your exact value. I mean, the person you really like. You are going, because unajua social media kama IG, utanamsia me post pictures zao, how they look. Buda, kama msia kuna rasa kutoka padi Kiricho, that's what you like, you go for that. Kama unapenda Team Petit hapo, that's what you go for. So I think the last thing that social media is bringing is that it is losing the confidence of the young lads, that is the ladies and girls, because they are trying to give the false sense of belonging instead of who they really are. Because when you realize that everybody is shining, you know, social media, nobody posts about their worries, nobody posts about their negative side, everybody just posts. Ata kwanza kuna filters, the filters are going to make somebody aka mrembo mse kwa ground ni yako there, but social media ni verasidika ama huda. You understand? No, so that's where the problem comes in. We have to stop being fake by being confident in our way, how we are. They were excuse by the team natural, Sadi Manuele. Otherwise, majority of the girls who have this natural hair, Nijia Msoto. You understand these prominent people who have money, they really don't have their original hair. So the confidence is lacking. Things are getting more fake, and I think tunafaa turudi zile enzi za kitambo, hadi masimu zitupwe, unaenda kwa barabara, unapata dem amekubamba, there we go, mukisonga. So that's why we have failed as a nation and even the world, because the people you are not going to identify who is real, who is fake in the social media platforms. Now the realness in us, it may disappear kabisa, because we are not confident of ourselves, we are not trustworthy of our deeds, about how we look, how we appear. You understand? You so that's why everybody should be on the look. We find an amicable solution to being confident and executing our thoughts, our dreams, in a pleasing way, and ignoring every sentiment made from outside, and not considering other people's opinions, because their opinions are based on the knowledge they have on the thing you are doing. You have the more knowledge on the thing you are doing because you are already doing it. So somebody who is not doing it should not tell you to do what is not doing. And of course, we end the podcast there for this testy Tuesday, 6th of September 2022, and of course this episode 2, season 2 of the radio podcast. I'm your big man, big boy, again presenter Onyato mwenyewe. Until next episode, 7th of September, Wednesday, Wicked Wednesday, tomorrow. Until next time, I leave you with this song here. It is The Fire featuring Tems. Collective featuring Tems.
I've been patient, I've been waiting for this moment for so long. I went in search of all those things my heart desired. I carried sand across the ocean, missing home. I crossed my chalice when I wanna ease the fire.
Solidify, we solidify. Put my hand in the fire just to feel alive. Put my dreams at the forefront of every thought. Put my heart in the beat when they press record. Life threw me off course, but I was never lost. Intuition led me back to my present thoughts. Validation from the hurt is what I never sought. I hear them yawning, but I swear I'd never get involved. I know it's real, I feel the flames. I feel the shift, God, I feel the change. Once you walk through the fire, you never be the same. Cause if you're walking in the light, how much do you change? If it hasn't yet arrived, man, don't feel ashamed. Cause guys switch lanes, how to deal with pain. Had to change the rules when they rigged the game. Come on, look at what this shit became. Cause I'm
patient. I've been waiting for this moment for so long. I went in search of all those things my heart desired. I carried sand across the ocean, missing home. I cut my darling when I wanna kiss
the fire. Before the sun goes down, gonna fly.
I've been patient.
Till next time on the next episode, this has been Real The Real Radio Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our Spotify page at Real The Radio Podcast and listen to other podcasts and find our videos on YouTube at Real The Radio Podcast. It has been real. Till tomorrow, 7th of September, 2022.
Kiss the fire.
Kiss. Kiss.